This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A community meeting, a special community meeting in Fairview Park, but there is more.
The holiday lights, a staple of the community for more than three decades, seemingly losing their luster after complaints were made last year.
We have more people visiting than ever. We have more traffic problems than ever. We have people trespassing on other people's houses.
The city reinforcing these ordinances, which were passed in the 1970s, to ensure law and order on Seabury Avenue.
This year won't be the same, and I guess I'm hoping to be hopeful for next year.
Bill McVicker, along with his wife Diane, began the holiday tradition with a few friends in the mid-90s, something they say was meant to build community.
And I see all the happy faces. I see the families coming back year after year after year.
And while Seabury Avenue might not shine as bright this year, the McVickers, well, they're hopeful for brighter days ahead.
Hopefully next year will be different. Hopefully we can have those good dialogues on ideas and get the code changed as well.
Here's to hoping. Now, people can still decorate their homes for the holiday, but they can't block the intersections or have things over the sidewalks, which means those famous holiday arches will be no more. If you are found to be in violation of these new ordinances, you could be facing a fourth-degree misdemeanor and possible jail time.
Fourth-degree misdemeanor and possible jail time over in Fairview Park.
Okay,
you
Kenny,
put it out there, your ass is going to jail.
Lock them up! Here's the problem. The arches were the best part of this.
Oh, arches are always
amazing.
The best part.
They were amazing. They were just incredible to see. I couldn't wait to take young Isabella this year because she is at an age where she was going to thoroughly enjoy going under some of those lighted archways. Really a marvel of engineering.
Gonna have to find some other ones, buddy boy. It's not the owner's fault. It's not the people who are complaining fault. People took too close of advantage of it. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be Johnny Law here, but when people are mitrating in the bushes, when they're showing up drunk in public, when they are doing these other things that are just not in the interest of public safety, including what you suggested, which was sticking a cop out there to patrol, as if the cops aren't stretched thin enough, and you want to stick and waste taxpayer money. You know, if you live in another street, why doesn't a cop just sit at the end of my street? Well, you don't have any Christmas, like, doesn't matter. Why can't the cop just sit at the end of my street to make sure everything's safe and sound? I mean, that's a waste of taxpayer money, Anthony.
What was a waste of time was having to
have... Of course,
have,
you know, with how you operate things, you love wasting people's money, don't you?
Having to have community oversight over this, there was no problem here. There was zero problems. There were a couple.
Apparently, there was because there were people complaining.
Yeah, a couple Karens complained about everything, and they happened to complain this time around. This was their opportunity to get in this and ruin it for everybody, ruin it for all the kids that absolutely love it. There was an amazing Star Wars. The Star Wars ensemble was just insanely cool. And I told people from all over, former coworkers, you've got to check it out. And they said, this is amazing. The kids are loving this. And now Might as well just shut it down. Might as well just turn the electricity
because
off.
Because they got in the flower beds.
Bye-bye.
They can't get in the flower beds.
Do we have any evidence, by the way, of that? Or is it just something people complain about and say?
I'm sure it's the person who owns the home and owns the Star Wars thing that said they were in the... I got the text.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got the text from people who said that the people who own that were upset because people were in their flower beds.
So wait, the people that actually put on this crazy song and dance, they're upset that people are coming in and taking pictures?
Does it mean you're just allowed to pop on into my yard and stomp all over my azalea? Doesn't mean that whatsoever, buddy boy.
Those
are my prize thorn rose bushes right there. Get on out of there.
This is a war on Christmas and a war on the holidays, quite frankly, because it wasn't just Christians that were coming to see this. I'm sure there were children from all sorts of religious denominations who were enjoying this. And now
what's
this
the
is
Facebook
like the,
page say?
This well, is like the Grinch it. Stole Christmas.
I'm on with my fellow city community of Fairview Park, Ohio members. You know, all of us residents there, we're all members now. I've got one that says the city is very ordinance happy, and happy is in quotations. Ooh. Not very happy.
Don't tread
the
on
opposite
here.
Of happy.
Pulling out some ridiculous reinforcements. I've also got one that just says fix the sewers.
Well, they could do that as well.
Sewers backing up over in Fairview Park.
Apparently, we will just put that money towards a pool. .. There's not going to be a pool.
They don't have a pool.
I think they have a pool, but they used to have a better pool, and now. My fellow community members, we're not happy about that because we're all residents.
Pools can be a very dramatic thing for a community. I know that. Well, I'm sorry.
So what's going to happen here? Are the people that live there that do have the big presentations, the very bold presentations, are they going to say, fine, no. we'll just take our ball and go home? We're just going to eliminate all of this.
Well, you're already at home.
One reactor has a great solution.
Okay.
I don't live on Seabury, and I've never put a lighted arch up, but if the city decides to enforce such a ridiculous ban, couldn't you just put the arches next to the sidewalk and have people walk on their lawns?
Yeah. Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a great point.
You could.
Yes, you could. Yes, you could do that.
Well, they talked about the intersections. What's wrong with the intersections?
No more arches on the intersections either.
There's arches on the intersections.
No, they said there were obstructions in the intersections.
They have giant chandeliers.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
I would imagine because there's people waiting to drive down.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the obstructions at the intersections? I'm not in Fairview Park that often. Well, you know what? You play with fire long enough, you're going to get burned.
Like, can you imagine?
Play with Christmas lights on.
Can you imagine, like, all the mansions on Lake Avenue on the west side where a lot of gawkers just come by and just stare and go really slow? Can you imagine if they're like, we need to have a town hall meeting about all these people staring
they
at our big houses?
They probably do.
That's what you do. When you buy a nice, beautiful mansion on the lake and on Lake Road, people are going to drive very slowly by it. And it's probably going to be annoying for you. But you're rich and you get to have that house. And that's part of the deal.
Your friend, Jim, drives by my house very slowly. All the time. Takes videos of it.
Well, because he knows he's not going to be invited, just like me.
You've been invited several times.
Oh,
you
I
just
have?
Drive by on 14. Don't
oh,
say a damn
really?
Word to me. Yeah. You've been invited.
Pretty weird we've been friends this long.
I try to get you to live in my neighborhood. There's another house that's going up for sale.
I don't know if I can afford a house over there on that street.
You paid more for your house than I paid for mine.
You know what he's trying to do? Come live on my street, and then all of a sudden...
Oh, is that what's going on?
I'm not trying to have sex with his wife.
Yeah, we all know
but he's not welcome to have sex with my wife.
Here comes a tour
right
bus.
I'm putting
Snoop
my foot down right now. If we do anything on this show, Lime ain't having sex with my wife. Unless I'm in the room.
Be playing Death Row.
Do you ever disagree with yourself on an opinion you had 2 hours later?
Sometimes it's 2 minutes later.
Yeah, I think I did that. Earlier today, before the show, I saw the Jim Schwartz quote that Daryl had posted, where Daryl, there are a lot of people agree with me on that Daryl fight, but you know, what are you going to do? Daryl posted a video of Jim Schwartz answering a question yesterday about the greatly exaggerated demise of the running back. Here's Jim.
You know, I think reports of the death of running backs has been greatly exaggerated. Is that the way? I mean, we've had Saquon, we've had Derrick Henry, and now Kamara, and these guys that really carried a load and really set the tempo for their offenses. Kamara is a different player. He can run inside the tackles. He can run wide. He's really good in the pass game. He's dangerous in screens. You know, anybody that's the leading rusher and leading receiver is going to get your attention. And, you know, we sort of have to know every time where he is on the field. But that's a great challenge for us, and our ability to hold him in check will go a long way to getting a win on Sunday.
I had a cornucopia of football last Sunday, and I was watching all these games, and Fox threw up a graphic called the Running Back Renaissance, and it showed Kamara, I think it showed a Saquon Barkley and somebody else, and I felt wistful because I'm thinking, man, if he weren't injured, I think he'd be having an historic season. And I said that this morning. I tweeted that this morning. Keith disagreed. And then as I thought about it more, I go, you know what? I think I disagree. Would Nick Chubb be having, if Nick Chubb never got hurt, would he be having an historic season because of these defenses that are playing right now? Or would we be complaining that he's not getting the ball as much and they're force-feeding the offense for Deshaun Watson? I think it's the latter.
Man,
I think Keith is right. I think that my second guess is right. I wish I was wrong, but I think that I'm right. I think that we'd be bitching that they are force-feeding an offense for Deshaun Watson. They're not running the ball enough.
Man, you think if they were having the struggles that they have had throwing the football, and Nick Chubb's averaging 5.5 yards a carry, you think they're throwing the football?
Yeah, oof. I think they're trying. No, I think they're trying to throw the football. I think they're trying to throw the football. I mean, he has been a security blanket for us. I mean, tell me, you don't think I'm wrong though? You're just upset that I'm telling you this. You don't think I'm wrong? Who out there thinks I'm wrong on this? What has showed you over the past 5 years? 3 years. I mean, we used to complain when they had Baker healthy that they weren't running the ball with Nick Chubb enough. Now, part of that is we're a running town. We like running backs, and we love Nick Chubb. And Baker, at times, was a very good quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Now that they have Deshaun Watson, they have force-fed this offense and done everything they could to tailor this offense for him. And it hasn't worked. You're telling me if Nick Chubb were never hurt, they were just going to, yeah, sure, hand the ball off to him 25 times. We used to complain because he didn't get the ball 17 times.
Well, if that's the case, then you really don't, even though I know you think highly of Stefanski, but you deep down inside your heart, you really don't if you think that they wouldn't be going to the cheat code that is Nick Chubb in a time of duress in the passing game, which is where they're at.
I if you disagree, if anybody else disagrees with me, fine, but it's a terrible, terrible, terrible outlook on things. I get that, but man, I disagree with myself from 2 hours ago. I think we'd be sitting here complaining if Deshaun Watson never got hurt. I think we'd be sitting here complaining about how they're never handing the ball off to Nick Chubb, and they're not using Nick Chubb correctly, and they're wasting his talents.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.